一个教会无论做什么事情，必须要有圣经的根据。
Whenever a church does something and takes an action, those things must be based on the scripture.
所以我们在案例之先，今天我要跟弟兄姊妹们谈谈什么是案例，为什么我们要案例。
And that's why before our ordination service, I want to share with brothers and sisters, what is ordination and why do we ordain?
那今天首先我要报告的就是我们有三位新的执事啊，要在这里啊接受案例。
And so first of all, I want to make an announcement that there will be three brothers and sisters who will be ordained as our deacons.
有王颖蒙，这个 Gloria 王，是刚才进来的姊妹。
They are Gloria Wang.
然后有 Arthur Lai。
Arthur Lai。
赖志文，弟兄。然后有 Peter 胡贤俊弟兄。
And Peter Hu。
这三位这个将要被案例的执事，我个人都觉得是很好的选择。
These three brothers and sisters, in my personal opinion, are the right fit for the role.
他们都很爱主。
They all love the Lord.
也在教会里的有很多的服事。
And they commit their time for the service of the church.
我想今天这个案例等于是证实他们的身份跟他们的侍奉。
And so the ordination really is just an affirmation of the life that they live as well as the services that they offer.
我想开始就跟弟兄姊妹们读这个圣经里的关于执事的这些记载。
And so I'd like to begin today with the reading of the scripture that covers the subject on deacons.
这个是在提摩太前书第三章。
It is found in 1 Timothy chapter 3.
提摩太前书第三章第八节到十一节。
1 Timothy chapter 3 verses 8 through 13.
做执事的也是如此，是讲到前面关于长老的那个要求。现在他继续讲说做执事的也是如此，必须端庄，不一口两舌，不好喝酒，不贪不义之财，要存清洁的良心，固守正道的奥秘。这等人也要先受试验，若没有口舌之处，然后叫他们做执事。女执事也是如此，必须端庄，不说谗言，有节制，凡事忠心。执事只要做一个妇人的丈夫，好好管理儿女和自己的家，因为善做执事的自己就得到美好的地步，并且在基督耶稣里的真道上大有胆量。
1 Timothy chapter 3 verse 8Paul follows his description on the overseers or the elders, and he says, verse 8, deacons likewise are to be men worthy of respect, sincere, not indulging in much wine, and not pursuing dishonest gain. They must keep hold of the deep truth of the faith with a clear conscience. They must first be tested, then if there is nothing against them, let them serve as deacons. In the same way,Their wives or deaconesses are also to be women worthy of respect, not malicious talkers, but temperate and trustworthy in everything. A deacon must be the husband of but one wife and must manage his children and his household well. Those who have served well gain an excellent standing and great assurance in their faith in Christ Jesus.
在腓立比书第一章，那里讲到在教会里头有三种人。
In Philippians chapter 1, the scripture describes three types of people in the church.
我们有这么多的人，但是在神的眼中只有三种人。
We have many people inside the church, but in God's eyes, Everyone falls into one of these three categories.
第一种人叫做圣徒。
The first category, of people are the saints.
凡是属于神的人都被称为圣徒。
Those who belong to God are called saints.
不是因为他们有什么特别的地方。
They're called saints not because they're special in any way on their own.
乃是因为他所信的这位神让他成为圣徒。
But it is because of the God that they trust in, they are considered saints.
就是一般的信徒。
And these, in other words, are the believers.
然后下面有两种人，一种叫做见读。
Then, aside from the believers or the saints, there are a category of people who are called overseers.
有些称呼他们为长老。
And some call them elders.
有些称为他们为牧人。
Some call them shepherds.
或者牧师。
Or pastors.
所以我相信我们中间多数的人都听过牧师这个头衔。
I think most of us have heard of the title pastors.
但是在我们教会里面，我们不称牧师，我们称长老。
But in our church, we don't use the title pastor, we use the title elder.
还有另外的教会称他们做见读。
Some other churches call these same type of people bishops or overseers.
所以这是在教会里的负责带领教会的一批人。
And so this defines a group of people who leads the church.
那么此外还有第三类的人叫做执事。
Then there are a third category of people in the church and they are the deacons.
因此上在提摩太前书第三章我们刚才读过的第一节到第七节是讲到长老或者见读的事叫资格然后从第八节到十三节就讲到执事的资格。
So in 1 Timothy chapter 3 verses 1 through 7, Paul talks about the requirements for an overseer or an elder, and then from verses 8 through 13, he talks about matters relating to the deacons.
他们见督也好，执事也好，在就职之先都有一个按例的这个手书。
Whether they be elders or deacons, prior to their official ministry, there is a ceremony of their ordination.
我相信多半的人都不了解为什么有按例。
I think most people are unclear about the need for ordination.
为什么要按例？
Why do people perform ordination?
是不是像一个官员一样的现在接受委任？
Is it like a government official before he reports to his post?
当然不是。
Of course, that is not for that purpose.
教会里面只有一个权柄。
There is only one authority in the church.
就是主耶稣。
And that is the Lord Jesus.
其他的人都没有特别的权柄跟地位。
No one else in the church has any special authority or a special position.
那么我们为什么要有按例的这个仪式？
So why do we perform ordinations?
所以我今天就是要跟弟兄姊妹们来讲这件事。
So I want to share with you, brothers and sisters, on this particular matter.
让今天要开始被按例的弟兄姊妹跟我们在场的弟兄姊妹们都了解按例的意思。
So that both for all of you here today, as well as those being ordained today, we will all have the same and clear understanding of the purpose of ordination.
基本上来说，按例不是好像委任官员一样的。
Basically speaking, ordination is not a ceremony held so that we officially recognize a person such as a government official.
它主要的意义就是印证圣灵的拣选。
The main purpose for ordination is to confirm and affirm the selection of the Holy Spirit.
是圣灵拣选这些人在教会里的做监督做执事。
It is to affirm that the Holy Spirit has designated these people to become elders or deacons.
我们先有点祷告。
And let us pray first.
主，谢谢你让我们今天能够有机会来安立这三位弟兄姊妹。
Lord, we thank you for this special occasion in which we can ordain the three brothers and sisters.
求主让我们知道这是按照你的心意你的方法我们这样子来做。
Lord, help us to be clear that we do so because it is pleasing to you and it is following in accordance of your will.
让我们存着敬畏、欢喜、快乐的心来领受。
Help us to rejoice in such an occasion and receive from you.
求主使用你自己的话语，让我们能够了解按你的意义。
May you, through your own word, allow us to understand the meaning of ordination.
我们这样祷告，靠耶稣基督圣名。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
在圣经里头，按手有多种的意义。
In the Bible, there are many different significances to the act of laying of hands.
我可以举出七种这个意义。
I can present seven different purposes for the laying of hands.
这个在圣经里头，旧约、新约都有例子。
And these examples can be found both in the New and the Old Testament.
但是适用在我们今天的案例上的，我个人觉得恐怕只有三种到四种。
But in reference to our ordination today, I think only three or maybe at most four of those purposes are being fulfilled today.
第一个圣经上给我们看到的第一个例子就是祝福。
The first example the Bible gives us is to bless.
创世纪四十八章十二节到十六节就是讲到雅各他跟他的两个孙子按手祝福。
Genesis chapter 48 verses 12 through 16 describes to us the blessing that Jacob gave to his sons by laying his hand on them.
我想我们应该要看一看创世纪四十八章。
Let us take a look at Genesis chapter 48.
这是圣经里的我们看到的第一个按手的这个例子。
This is the first instance we see in the scripture of the laying of hand.
四十八章十二节，约瑟把两个儿子从以色列两席中领出来，自己就碾伏于地下拜。随后约瑟又拉着他们两个，以法莲在他的右手里，对着以色列的左手，马拉西在他的左手里，对着以色列的右手，领他们到以色列的跟前。这个时候以色列眼睛已经看不见东西了。以色列伸出右手来，按在以法莲的头上。以法莲乃是次子，又捡拿过左手来，按在马拉西的头上。马拉西原是长子，他就给约瑟祝福。下面就说了很长一段，我想我们就不这个把它读完了。
Genesis 48 verses 12 through 16. Then Joseph removed them from Israel's knee, and that's his sons, and bowed down with his face to the ground. And Joseph took both of them, Ephraim on his right toward Israel's left hand, and Manasseh on his left toward Israel's right hand, and brought them close to him. But Israel reached out his right hand and put it on Ephraim's head, though he was the younger, and crossed his arm and put his left hand on Manasseh's head, even though Manasseh was the firstborn. Then he blessed Joseph, and the following is a long blessing that he uttered, and we won't read through the specifics.
所以我们看到这个地方的按手是祝福的意思。
So we see here in this instance, when someone lays his hand on someone else, he is bestowing blessing.
以色列的人对这个祝福的按手 是相当的重视。
For the Jews, the blessing by the laying of hand is something that is very significant, and it is something that is very much respected within their culture.
所以在雅各啊，这个就是此地所说的这个以色列啊，他快要去世了，那么约瑟就把他的两个儿子带到父亲的面前，求父亲来为他们祝福。
Jacob is at the end of his life, so Joseph brought his two sons before his father, asking his father Jacob to give his blessing upon these two grandsons.
你看到刚才我所读的，约瑟把他两个儿子带到雅各的，就以色列的面前来的时候，是有道理的。约瑟他的大儿子以法莲小儿子以法莲，这个大儿子是，我一下子马拉西，把这个马拉西跟以法莲两个带到父亲的面前，他就盼望他的父亲右手按在马拉西的头上，左手按在这个以法莲的头上，因为这个是大小的次序。对于一个犹太人来讲，这样子的祝福是十分的要紧。
We saw in the passage we just read that when Joseph brought his two sons before his father for the blessings, he was very particular. He brought Ephraim, who is the younger son, to the left, and Manasseh, who is the older, to the right of his father, because there is a distinction between the one who is older and the one who is younger in the ways in which they will receive their proper blessing. This is very important in the Jewish culture.
所以当雅各跟他们按手的时候，他是这样子替他们按手的。
However, when Jacob gave the blessing to these two boys, he crossed his arm.
换句话说，他的右手放在小儿子的头上，他的左手放在大儿子的头上。
In other words, he ended up putting his right hand on the younger son and the left hand on the older son.
对于以色列人来讲，右手是大的。
To the Israelites, the right hand means prominent and means greatness.
按照规矩，雅各应该把他的右手放在这个马拉西的这个头上。
So following that custom, then Jacob should have placed his right hand on Manasseh, who is the older son.
但是神特别拣选以法莲过于马拉西，所以雅各他要按照神的规矩来为他们按立。
However, it was God's design.And it was his will that Ephraim was going to receive greater blessing than his older brother Ephraim. And that's why when Jacob gave his blessing, he had to follow the will of God.
所以大家都知道以法莲现在是被立在马拉西之上。
And so you know very well that in terms of the tribes of Israel,Ephraim is now listed higher than Manasseh.
所以这里我们可以看得出，对于一个神的仆人来讲，按立是很重要的。
So for a servant of God, for someone who serves God, the ordination or the laying of hand is very important.
因为它是赐福的一个表现。
Because it is a display of reflecting blessing.
这是第一个按手的意义。
So this is the first meaning and the significance of laying of hands.
很快我要讲到第二个按手的意义。
And quickly we move on to the second purpose of laying the hand.
就是讲到它的目的是在于认同。
And that is to say, the second purpose is for identification, to identify the person.
我们到神的面前来献祭，我们要把手放在我们献上的这个动物的头上。
According to the Old Testament, when we bring an animal for sacrifice to the Lord, the person making the offering must place his right hand on the animal.
我们对神说，神啊，这个就是我。
And the prayer to God would be, God, now this animal represents me.
我充满了罪污。
I am full of sin.
所以现在我要把它奉献在你的手里，让你来处理这件事。
And so now I put my hand on the animal, and the animal represents me, and you deal with the animal as you would deal with my sin.
所以当你放手在你献上的牺牲的时候，是你对神讲，我跟这个牺牲是认同的。
So when the person places his hand on the animal, and the animal is being offered to God as a sacrifice, the person is saying to God, God, I'm making myself a sacrifice for you.
弟兄姊妹可以去看利未记第四章，那里说明这样子的一个举动。
And if you are interested, you can read Leviticus chapter 4 and you'll see this explained as an example.
我们就不去读圣经了。那么第三个意义就是权柄跟能力的配给。
The third one is the distribution of power and authority.
这个我们可以从摩西为这个约书亚按手看得出来。
We can see this prominently displayed by Moses laying of hand on Joshua.
我们只看一处经文，在民数记二十七章。
We'll take a look at only one example from Numbers chapter 7.
民数记二十七章十五到二十节。
Numbers 27, verses 15 through 20.
摩西对耶和华说：“愿耶和华万人之灵的上帝立一个人治理会众，可以在他们面前出入，也可以引导他们，免得耶和华的会众如同没有牧人的羊群一般。”耶和华对摩西说：“论的儿子约书亚是心中有圣灵的，你将他领来，按手在他头上，使他站在祭司以利亚撒和全会众面前，嘱咐他，又将你的尊荣给他几分，使以色列全会众都听从他。他要站在祭司以利亚撒面前，以利亚撒要凭乌灵的判断，在耶和华面前为他求问。他和以色列全会众都要遵以利亚撒的命出入。”
Numbers 27, verses 15 through 21. Moses said to the Lord, "May the Lord, the God of the spirits of all mankind, appoint a man over this community to go out and come in before them, one who will lead them out and bring them in, so the Lord's people will not be like sheep without a shepherd." So the Lord said to Moses, "Take Joshua, son of Nun, a man in whom is the Spirit, and lay your hand on him. Have him stand before Eleazar the priest and the entire assembly, and commission him in their presence. Give him some of your authority to the whole Israelite community, so that the whole Israelite community will obey him. He is to stand before Eleazar the priest, who will obtain decision from him by inquiring of the Urim before the Lord. At this command, he and the entire community of the Israelites will go out, and at his command, they will come in."
所以摩西到了老年之道，快要这个到主那里去了，所以他就求神要赐下另外一个带领以色列大军的这么一个首领。
And so Moses, in his old age, he knows that his time on earth is near, and so he comes before the Lord, asking the Lord to provide for the entire Israelites and for their army someone who can lead them and command them.
神就选中了约书亚。
And God chose Joshua.
这个 职权的转换是在摩西跟约书亚按手的时候。
And this transfer of authority and commission occurred, occurred at the laying of hand by Moses on Joshua.
所以按手有的时候是表示权柄跟能力的一个配给。
And so the laying of hand also represents the commissioning or the passing on transference of power and authority.
此外在第四方面就是按手表明是恩赐的配给。
Fourthly, laying of hand also means the distribution of spiritual gifts.
这个在提摩太后书第一章第六节我们可以看得到。
We see this specifically in 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 6.
就是保罗为提摩太按手把他的恩赐分配给提摩太。
We see this in 2 Timothy as Paul wrote to Timothy, reminding him of the transference of or the bestowing of spiritual gifts when Paul laid his hand on Timothy.
我相信我们今天的案例带有这方面的意义。
I believe that our ordination by the laying of hand today also symbolizes this.
就是圣灵借着我们的按手把恩赐转交给这些新的执事。
That through the laying of hand, through this ceremony of ordination, there's also a bestowing of spiritual gifts upon our new deacons.
第五种按手的意思就是当我们为人医治疾病的时候。
Fifthly, we lay our hands on others when we are praying for healing.
我们在圣经里头常常看到主耶稣基督按手在人的身上或者头上为他们治病。
We see in the scripture when Jesus was healing others, he would lay his hand on people's heads or he would lay his hands on their bodies.
第六种的意思就是印证神的呼召。
Sixthly, the purpose of ordination or laying of hand would be to confirm the calling of the Lord.
我们现在要看一下《使徒行传》第十三章。
We'll take a look at Acts chapter 13.
使徒行传十三章第一节到第三节。
Acts 13 verses 1 through 3.
在安提阿的教会中有几位先知和教师，就是巴拉巴和称呼尼介的西面，古利奈人路求与分封之王西律同养的马念并扫罗，他们侍奉主进食的时候，圣灵说要为我分派巴拉巴和扫罗去做我招他们所做的工，于是进食祷告按手在他们头上，就打发他们去了。
Acts 13, 1 through 3, in the church at Antioch, there were prophets and teachers, Barnabas, Simeon called Niger, Lucius of Cyrene, Manaen, who had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch, and Saul. While they were worshiping the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, Set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work of which I have called them. So after they had fasted and prayed, they placed their hands on them and sent them off.
所以在教会里面的按手是一个印证神的呼召的一种行为。
So in the church, when we lay hands on others, it is also for the purpose of confirming the calling from the Lord.
我们相信这位弟兄、这位姊妹是有神的呼召出去为神做工的，所以我们按手在他们头上。
We confirm, with the Spirit that indeed,This brother or sister has the calling of the Lord, so by laying our hands on them, we confirm the fact that the Lord is sending them to do His work.
这个是说明为什么我们今天要按印。
And this speaks to the specific reason, one of the specific reasons why we are having the ordination in the church.
最后，这个按手就是按立认同的意思。
Lastly, laying of hand means to affirm the decision that is being made.
我们看《使徒行传》第六章第一节到第六节。
Acts chapter 6, verses 1 through 6.
那时门徒增多，有说希利尼话的犹太人向希伯来人发怨言，因为在天天的供给上忽略了他们的寡妇。十二使徒叫众门徒来对他们说，我们撇下上帝的道去管理饭食，原是不合宜的。所以弟兄们，当从你们中间选出七个有好名声、被圣灵充满、智慧充足的人，我们就派他们管理这事。但我们要专心以祈祷传道为事。大家都喜悦这话，就拣选了史蒂凡，乃是大有信心、圣灵充满的人，又拣选了腓力、波罗、哥罗、尼加拉、提门、巴拉罗、巴米拉，并进犹太教的安提阿人尼格拉，叫他们站在使徒面前。使徒祷告了，就按手在他们头上。
So number 7 is Acts chapter 6, 1 through 6. Actually, what this is means that the laying of hands is the same as is in fact ordination. Verse 1, in those days, when the number of disciples was increasing, the Grecian Jew among them complained against the Hebraic Jews because their widows were being overlooked in the daily distribution of food. So the 12 gathered all the disciples together and said, it would not be right for us to neglect the ministry of the Word of God in order to wait on tables. Brothers, choose 7 men from among you who are known to be full of the Spirit and wisdom. We will turn the responsibility over to them and will give our attention to prayer and the ministry of the Word. This proposal pleased the whole group. They chose Stephen, a man full of faith and of the Holy Spirit, also Philip, Prochorus, Nicanor, Timon, Parmenas, and Nicholas of Antioch, a convert of Judaism. They presented these men to the apostles who prayed and laid their hands on them.
所以这个可以说是个案例的最明显的一个例子。
So this is one of the most clear example for us.
就是表明这些人从今以后他们的身份。
This identifies the position that these men will hold.
他们在神的心目中有特别的一个任务。
Before the Lord, they have special commissions.
他们不是使徒。
They are not apostles.
他们在教会里面主要的工作就是要处理教会里面的事务。
Their primary responsibility within the church is the administration of the business within the church.
因此我们记得刚才读过了，在教会里头有三种人。
Remember, earlier we read that there are 3 types of people in the church.
有众圣徒。
These are the saints.
有监督或者长老、牧师。
Then there are the elders, overseers, or pastors.
然后有一批人我们叫他执事。
Then there are those we call them deacons.
那这些人是神特别拣选，让我们承认他们在教会里的是带领教会侍奉的一群人。
These are people that God has called, and also the church confirms that indeed are those that have been set aside to serve the church and to lead the church.
许多人说执事在教会里的是仆人。
Some people say deacons are servants in the church.
他们是侍奉神跟教会的。
They are servants because they serve God and they serve the church.
可是弟兄姊妹们，我们应该要记得，在神的 这个心目中仆人就是领袖。
But brothers and sisters, we do have to remember, in the Lord, from the Lord's perspective, His servants are those who lead.
那我们看一看马太福音二十章。
Let us look at Matthew chapter 20.
这样子让我们对仆人有个正确的这个了解。
This will help us be clear on what it means to be a servant.
世界上认为仆人是一种下贱的人。
In this world, when we call someone a servant, we see that person having a lowly position.
可是在神的家里面，情形不是这个样子。
But that is not so in the household of God.
马太福音二十章二十六、二十七节，主耶稣基督所讲的话。
Matthew chapter 20, verses 26 and 27.
主耶稣基督讲到这个主人仆人这么讲，只是在你们中间不可这样，你们中间谁愿为大，就必做你们的用人，谁愿为首，就必做你们的仆人。
Matthew 20 verses 26 and 27 Jesus said, Not so with you. Instead, whoever wants to become great among you must be your servant.And whoever wants to be first must be your slave.
所以在教会里头，执事们他们是做事务方面的事。
So in the church, deacons they mind the administrative business in the church.
让真正带领教会为教会啊来这个做啊属灵方面的决定的。是长老们。
And so then within the church, those who will lead the church and make the spiritual decision for the church will be the elders.
可是执事们他们不是一般人心目中所看的那一种仆人。
However, deacons are not servants from a conventional, definition.
他们是教会里面的领袖
because they are leaders within the church.
他们在教会里头要建立一个榜样。
They must set an example in the church.
也成为其他弟兄姊妹们的一个好的领袖。
And they should also serve as good leaders for the brothers and sisters in the church.
所以执事是值得我们尊重的。
And that is why deacons ought to be those whom we respect.
但是他们不是做官的。
At the same time, they are not the leaders as in being a governmental official.
神没有把他们放在教会里头指挥这个指挥那个。
God did not place them in the church so that they can command us around.
神把他们放在教会里头做榜样，做这个弟兄姊妹们的仆人。
God placed the deacons in our church, number one, to set an example for us, at the same time for them to serve us.
因为他是神的仆人。
Because first and foremost, they are servants of God.
仆人是他们的工作。
Serving is their job.
但是却是我们的领袖。
Although they are our leaders.
所以对这样子的一种人，我们要有一个正确的了解。
And so we need to have the proper understanding of this type of people in our midst.
然后我们才知道怎样的正确的来对待这些弟兄姊妹。
Once we have the proper understanding, then we'll know how to appropriately interact with these brothers and sisters.
这也是我们今天安立的一个目的。
This is also a purpose for the ordination today.
让弟兄姊妹们可以知道这一群弟兄姊妹已经被神拣选作为教会的执事。
So brothers and sisters may all understand and be clear that these brothers and sisters have been chosen by God to serve in this church as leaders.
最后我要这个解释一件事情，就是在刚才我们读的提摩太前书三章十一节里头讲到，女执事也是如此，必须端庄，不说谗言。
Lastly, I want to spend a little bit of time on the passage we read in 1 Timothy chapter 3, where it says, verse 11, it says, in the same way, the deaconesses, or the women, are to be women worthy of respect. They must not be malicious talkers, but temperate and trustworthy in everything.
所以这个是这个教会里头，一般教会里头有女执事的一个根据。
This verse is the basis in which many churches today establish women as their deacons.
但是也有一些教会说是妇人不应该做执事。
However, there are churches who says, well, the original text uses the word women, and so women does not necessarily mean deaconesses.
你看十二节，执事只要做一个妇人的丈夫，所以是明明的讲到这个一个妇人不是做执事的。
Because in verse 12 it says a deacon must be the husband of but one wife, therefore that precludes women from being deacons.
但是我们看到在教会里头，好多其他的地方都特别指出在教会里头做执事的姊妹。
However, when we look into the scripture, it is very clear for us to see many examples of women being set up in the church functioning as deacons.
而且在教会许许多多的侍奉上，姊妹们是最合适来做这些事的。
And it is very, also very clear and obvious that there are many ministries within the church that can be only perfectly ministered to by sisters within the church.
所以我们相信我们的神他一定会选择有男执事也有女执事。
And so we believe that it is in God's design and His plan to allow for both men to be deacons as well as women.
就是用字句上来想建立一个这个教条是不妥当的。
If you want to establish a practice merely by the words that we read, that would not be adequate.
所以今天我们要为三位执事，两位男执事，一位女执事来按立。
And so today we will ordain three deacons, two are men and one is a woman.
按立很简单。
The ordination is very simple.
我今天要请刘长老跟我一起来为他们三位按立。
I asked Elder Liu to join me in the ordination of these three brothers and sisters.